Sometimes the test of legislation here in the Senate is, did we do less harm than good? Some might say, by that test, this energy bill is worth voting for. I will tell you, that test is not good enough when America is at war and our dependence on foreign oil is putting our citizens at risk each and every day. The test in the Senate, well, maybe this legislation has some good, is unacceptable when there is a rare opportunity and a rare obligation to avoid the terrifying human costs of future wars. In those rare instances, the test in the Senate should be, did Congress meet its obligations? I have concluded that in this energy bill, we have not. Our dependence on foreign oil will not be reduced as a result of this legislation. As a result, we have not reduced the prospects of going to war once again in the Persian Gulf in the next decade. I do not understand how we will explain to every man and woman who fight so courageously in Iraq and Afghanistan, how we explain to every veteran who fought in the Persian Gulf in the last decade, how we failed to meet our obligation to avoid future wars. For this reason, Mr. President and colleagues, I want to express a deep regret to those soldiers and veterans, because your children are now no less likely to be asked to fight a very similar war. I want to express a deep regret to the families of those soldiers and veterans, because their children may someday face the very same burdens. And I want to express a deep regret to the American public, which is spending hundreds of billions to prosecute the war in Iraq and may someday be asked to spend far more on the next war, because the United States Senate is about to pass a pre-9/11 energy policy. So as a result, Americans will get no relief from this terror attacks brought about by our addiction to foreign oil. And at the same time, their hard-earned dollars will flow out the back door, straight to the entrenched energy interests. My constituents have been hit especially hard by high energy costs, and they and millions of Americans had hoped that the Congress would step up and take bold action, truly bold action, to shake us free of our dependence of foreign oil and these other concerns that I have addressed tonight. What I hope is that as the country sees how little is actually accomplished here, that there will be an opportunity, and an opportunity soon, to come back and address some of the shortcomings that have been discussed here on the floor of the Senate tonight.